guys, what's up? It's Simone.
Hey guys, it's Jay.
And welcome to the Dating Game Podcast. Woo-hoo. Oh back my god. I'm so sleepy.
You better wake up, girl.
And I'm waking up. But you know, day drinking does that to you. Like, a few cocktails.
Oh, a few? I was going to say, how many? But you already answered that.
Yeah, I had two. We went for drinks and I had two cocktails and then went for dinner and then I had another one. And then, yeah. It was good, though, because it's the last day of summer today.
Yeah, I keep saying that to everybody. And then Somebody was like, oh, girl, summer's ended ages ago. I was like, can you stop? Like,
why are people saying that, please?
I don't know. You get Indian summer in September.
Actually, yeah. Well, I mean, next weekend it's going to be 20 degrees, 21.
It's cloudy, though.
It's cloudy. Yeah, it's funny intervals.
That means cloud is the UK.
Oh, and that's like sunny intervals in London. And then where you are, it's 19 degrees and it's cloudy.
That's what I'm trying to say. I'm going to be in Milton Keynes next week.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. So you choose indoor activities, outdoor activities?
Mixture, I think. A mix. But yeah, well, no, it's good. Okay, cool. That's good. And what did you go to eat today?
So I went to a place called, I'm so bad with names. Oh my gosh, I'm so bad with names.
Oh, come on.
It's called Roast.
Okay.
Yeah, very funny. It is a British restaurant. It's in London Bridge in London Borough Market. It's in Borough Market in London. I never really go to London Bridge, and actually I think it was my first time in Borough Market, and it sounds ridiculous, but I
was around there.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying to you. When you come, just let me know, because it's like literally like 20-15 minutes on the train.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, when you're in work, we can meet up and stuff. But yeah, but it was actually, yeah, I had a really nice time. It was for my sister's birthday. She's going to come on the pod soon. Stay tuned for that. But yeah, and we just like had a really nice, like impromptu day out in London. And then went to the rooftop bar.
Nice.
It was lovely in the day. And then we went out to eat and then to this place called Roast. And the food was good. The drinks were good. And it just felt lovely. Like it just felt nice. And it was, I got dressed up, like
nice.
I wore big people clothes. I felt like very very sophisticated, very summery. Yeah, it was just lovely.
Nice. Oh, that sounds lovely. Sounds like a good what's today? Tuesday.
A good Wednesday, actually. It's Wednesday today.
Oh, Wednesday. Gosh. What am I saying?
It was a lovely Wednesday, actually.
So today I thought it would be interesting to talk about, although we're not being paid by Hinge, the Hinge tag line is the app, no, designed to be deleted, right? So I thought about this and I thought, oh God, that's quite a good marketing campaign. But apart from that, I'm sure we all go through periods where we delete, pause, delete, come back on, pause, don't use for a while, and just that cycle keeps going and going and going. So I think there's two elements here. There's like the whole pausing, what that means, because on Bumble, even though I don't use Bumble, you can snooze it, basically. You can snooze it for a while, and you can like put yourself like a status saying, oh, I'm looking after my life or whatever. But on Hinge, you can't really pause it. I think you can just delete. You can pause it. You can pause it on Hinge, isn't it?
Yeah, you can pause on Hinge, but the pausing just makes you invisible, but you can still talk to the people that you're currently speaking to.
Yes, yeah, that's
on Bumble, what does it mean to snooze? What does that mean?
To snooze. It's like you can... It's not the same for... Actually, let me just go up to my friend. Martini, you're on the podcast, by the way, quickly. What does it mean when you snooze on Bumble?
It means that no one can, but people who you match, you can still talk to them.
Okay.
But your location and everything will be hidden.
Okay, so that's what it is. Location's hidden.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Wonderful, thank you. I hope.
Good.
Sorry, guys, we just had to hear it from a Bumble user.
Yeah, we're Hinge veterans. We don't know about this Bumble life.
Yeah, we don't know about Bumble, we know about Hinge. But yeah, I had to get it from a Bumbler, if they called that. So that's what it is. You can't see the location. You can still talk to people that you match with. And that's similar to Hinge. But I guess with Bumble, you can actually put an excuse as to why. And then on Hinge, you can't. So anyways, going back to why... And obviously, sorry. And then the other element is actually deleting it. And when is the best time to do that? Blah, blah. So yeah, let's talk about pausing. So when was
it? Wait. So first of all, I've paused, deleted everything, gone. No app.
You've done it.
On my phone currently at this moment in time. Yeah.
So you're in delete mode.
Yeah, 100%. I almost deleted my account, but then I was like, when I want to recreate it, it's going to be long.
What's the difference between deleting
because when you delete the app, everything's still there. Like, people can't find you and stuff, but everything is still there. So when you go back on it, the last profile as you had it is still there.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
So when I went on it in 2019 and I went back on it in 2020, everything
yes.
was still there.
Oh, interesting.
Was it? Okay. Wait, hang on. Have I just made that up?
It must be right. It sounds right.
No. Hang on. I think when I in 2019, I think I might have deleted my account because in 2020, it remembered me.
Yeah.
I think.
Okay.
No, I think, I think everything was still there. Yeah. But I revamped my profile, but yeah, everything was still there. So I think for that reason, it's convenient, but yeah, I don't know what I did this time because I think I was very much just get it out of my life. not in like a resentful way, but I think I was mentally preparing myself outside to open. And I just knew that in order to have a good time outside, I need to be completely detached from knowing that I can just find someone on my phone. So for me, I had to delete it because I just can't multitask like that. I just need to be able to just make sure that I'm throwing myself into the whole outside dating thing, or outside meeting people.
So, but yeah. if lockdown wasn't the case, if opening up wasn't the case,
yeah,
what would drive you to delete the app anyways?
Just getting sick of it.
Okay. But
yeah, I mean, my approach to dating apps has always been I'll be on it for like a few weeks, maybe a month, maybe two, and then I'll delete it because I'm like, okay, I've met people, it's, well, in the past it hasn't worked out. And I'm speaking about, maybe I'm just speaking about Hinge and the other like dating apps, because I remember with Plenty of Fish, this was 2014, I was on it for quite a while, but 2015, I was on it for quite a while. But I think with other dating apps, I've used it for a couple of months or 2 weeks or a few weeks, whatever, and then just deleted it because I just got sick of it. Then I was speaking to someone who uses dating apps quite a lot, and she was kind of saying, it's a numbers game, Simone, it's a numbers game. You've got to just keep it ticking over. Like, even if you're not using it, just keep yourself out there, and then eventually you might find someone who's best suited to you, kind of thing.
It's interesting. Really? Yeah. That's like, I don't know if I agree with that. I think, like you said, I think mentally you're always attached. So if you're dating somebody and you really get to know them and you're not sure, so if you're in the not sure period, I think I would encourage that person to keep it open. Because again, I'm not keep it open, sorry, to oh, maybe to keep it open then. I don't know. Maybe it is a numbers game.
So I'm just talking about the whole, when you just get sick of the app, basically. So when you get sick of the app, she was kind of saying, no, just keep it open. Even if you're not using it, even if you turn off all your notifications, just keep yourself on there so that you're at least kind of putting yourself out there, kind of thing, because it's a numbers game. And I was like, oh. And so I think this last year, I've sort of tried doing it that way. But definitely in July, 100% sick of it. I met someone, didn't work out, and I was like, yep, this is it for now. Let me revisit this in a few months. I just deleted the whole thing.
But do you do it out of anger then? Do you feel angry? Like, oh, you know what? It's just not working. Or do you do it because, you know what? I'm in a good place. I just don't want it. What's your last experience doing it? I know it's now, but the one before now.
Yeah, I think it's both. I think sometimes it's frustration. But sometimes I can be frustrated and just pause the app, which I'll go into in a minute. But I think sometimes it is frustration. This time it was frustration, but also just... I just felt averse to dating, and I just didn't order to online dating, and I wanted to free myself up emotionally. And so I just wanted to just get rid of it, not in a, oh, I'm so sick of this app, delete, but just in a, you know, I'm good. I'm frustrated, but I'm just good
kind
of way. And then the time before that, I think I had just met a few people and I was talking to people on WhatsApp, and I thought, actually, I don't need this app anymore. I've met enough people. And also as well, you can become oversaturated because you are constantly meeting people. It does slow down. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you find this, but when you first join a dating app, there's like loads of people on your whatever.
Yeah.
And then the longer you're on there, it's definitely slower. So I guess you
it's go to the algorithm. The hit me.
Yeah. You go to the bottom of the pile or whatever. So it's definitely slower, but you do get oversaturated after a while because you've met loads of people, you're speaking to them on the phone, you're doing FaceTimes, you're going on dates. And then it's kind of like, I don't really need anyone else. I'm in a good place where I've got enough people to kind of speak to and entertain. So then I deleted it then. But yeah, for me, the delete is I'm becoming less quick to like but it's just kind of when I get to a place where I'm like, I know that I'm not going to use this for a few months, so let me just put it to one side. And the trigger for that this year was definitely the fact that I knew that I wasn't in that place and I wanted to make myself available for meeting people outside.
Yeah. And before, how long was that period for before now, this what time? How long did you delete it for? Do you remember? Was it a year? Was it a couple of months? Was it a couple of weeks?
Yeah, it would have been, I think I deleted it in maybe the November of 2019. And then I didn't reinstall it till July.
Wow, that's a long time.
Yeah,
you meant business. Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
because I don't think I did. I don't think I do that. I think I pause. I pause all the time because I just can't be bothered. I always pause, but I don't delete. Deleting has to be like I'm in a relationship,
right? Okay.
Or I'm actually seriously seeing somebody.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know that process of actually deleting. That's why I said, oh God, that's a long time. Because I would do what your friend said, I guess. I would either like turn off my notifications, just have it there for a while and have the like the hearts, whatever, come in. But then now and again, I'm like, look at it thinking, if I felt, not felt bad about myself, but you know, like you're like, oh, I wonder how many people actually matched me or liked it. And I'm like, oh, okay, I'm actually all right looking. It's like, it gives you that kind of sense of, oh, I actually do. I know you don't need that confirmation. You don't need that, like, oh, you are attractive, whatever. But sometimes it just helps.
Yeah.
You know, you sometimes need that. But I could talk about the pausing bit. So for me, when I pause the app, is the Hinge, is because I'm annoyed at people. Mm-hmm. And I feel for me, it's like I'm getting the wrong quality of men that I want. Like the men are not just doing it, the conversations are whack. I just think, you know what, I just can't be bothered. I just actually can't be bothered. And then at the same time, it's also moving on to WhatsApp. And that's when I pause it because I can't multitask. And it's difficult. You can't have ping, ping, ping on your Hinge and then have like ping, ping, ping on WhatsApp. It's just too much. It really is. And that's, I think I do it out of annoyance when I delete Hinge. Poor Hinge.
But that's interesting because I think I'm the opposite. When I get frustrated and I feel like the people that I've matched with aren't good quality and I'm sick of them, I keep it open because I'm like, but I want to find other people that are not like that.
That's when,
yeah, that's when I kind of keep it open. But I think I pause when I feel overwhelmed or when I just don't want to talk to anybody because, I mean, yeah, to a degree when I'm, because the last few people didn't work out, but mainly when I just want to, I just need a break in between. You know, for example, when you match with, let's say, 5 people, well, you match with 10, you start talking to 5 because 5 are decent. Then you like move to WhatsApp of 3.
Yeah.
Then the other 2 that you didn't match with before or the ones that you didn't think were decent pop up. And it's just a lot. There's just a lot happening. And I think like when I kind of feel overwhelmed and I'm like, okay, I don't need to talk to anybody else right now. Nobody new. Let me just kind of put my time and energy into these people. That's another reason why I pause. And not because I'm going to fall into a relationship with you, just because I just feel like it's too much.
Yeah. Yeah. It's too much. That's it. That's a good description. I wonder if men do this, because I wonder if men pause, delete, whatever. But I think men do pause, and I don't think they delete until it's like, unless they're told to by their girlfriend or going to be girlfriend. I don't think they naturally like will delete.
I don't know if it's easy to like put them in a box like that, because I know that some men only really want to be on the dating apps for like 2 weeks max, and then they'll just be sick of it. I think it's more likely for women to kind of keep the app on there, see what's going on, whatever. And obviously there are some men that are like that as well, but I do feel like there are like a degree of, there's a level of men, not a level, sorry, there's a proportion of men who will just delete apps very quickly. Like, oh, I had a, you know, when you hear all the time, like, oh yeah, have you tried a dating app before? Oh yeah, I was on it for like 2 weeks, I deleted it.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And that's what we spoke about last week, didn't we?
So I don't know, I just so I don't know if it's easy to kind of box men in like that. But okay, so when you mentioned about being in a relationship or like seeing someone seriously, for example, you're dating someone that you like. So what's your app saying? Like, pause, open, delete, what?
I didn't really want this question on here, but I guess I have to answer it. I've decided to delete the app now.
Oh, wow. Mm. Is that for like a step?
Yeah, it's a big step for me. It's a massive step. Because like I said, I don't delete them. I haven't. Remember, this is my first time meeting somebody properly on Hinge. And it actually working at the moment. So for me, it's like, this is weird. Because we both said it as a joke. And then he mentioned, he said, oh, I think I'm going to do it. He said he's going to do it. And I was like, okay. And then I thought to myself, what's the worst that can happen? If I delete it, like, I ain't got time to be talking to people. I can't be bothered, to be honest with you. I'm quite happy with how it's going. Let me just delete it. And I thought, if I'll delete it. And then when I deleted it, I thought, oh, wow. I actually deleted the app. And then I told him and he was like, oh, okay, that's great. That was it, really. And he goes, I've done it.
Deleted the app also?
Yeah, he goes, I've done it too. Yeah, he goes, I've done it too. I do believe him. I don't see, because he was the one that said, oh, let's do it together. We was meant to do it together. But I thought, you know what, I just can't bother. I'll just do it now, which is fine. And I thought to myself, if he lied, at least I know that I'm honest, that I've done my truth, and I'm happy to believe it.
You're all into it,
Yes, I'm trusting the process, and that's all I can do.
Yeah.
And I believe in God, and I just have to pray about it. I know it sounds silly, but you have to do that.
Yeah, it's true.
So that's all I can do.
I didn't know we were going here.
Sorry, but I'm just saying.
No, don't apologize. It's just that I would never think like I'm. Like deleting the app is almost like another level, it's like another step in getting to the relationship point, you know, like talking phases, date, like dating phases, seeing phases, then you've got delete the app phases, then you've got being exclusive, then you got well, you know, you've got pausing the app, then being exclusive, then deleting the app, and then you've got relationship, like it's just extra steps.
This is what I'm saying. It's just too complicated. This is what I'm saying. And then when I did delete the app, I did think, oh, wow, like, geez, and P, that's why I have to pray about it.
Wow, really? Yeah, you can just reinstall it and everything will be there.
I know, obviously, yes. But like, yeah, pause, actually, it's very true. But that's what that's also thinking. Yeah, again, I thought, yeah, I'm doing my truth. I'm having faith and trust in the process. And if anything really bad goes, I can just put it back on. But I'm sure we fix the same. I think everybody fixed the same. Mm. But I think what I wanted to say is that, you know, okay, so if a guy said to you, so this happened to me before, but I know they were lying. And a guy says to you, oh, you know, I'm pausing the app. And say if you kind of liked him, you only saw him 3 times, like what would it make you? Would it make you feel like you have to pause the app, or what would your response be?
No.
That wasn't the question, not no.
No, but you know me though. Like, you know, I won't just do it for doing its sake. Like, for me, I have to want to do it. If he said, say, for example, if I was dating a guy and then he said, you know, I really like you, I'm going to delete the app, and I didn't feel ready in myself, I'm not going to have peer pressure, be like, yeah, I'm going to delete it too. I'm like, oh, that's really cool. Like, oh, that's really nice. It's like someone telling you, I love you, and you don't love them back. You're just like, thank you. Ooh. It's that kind of...
That example was a bit deep.
Yeah, that was a bit of a deep example. Sorry. But, you know, like, you can't out of peer pressure say, I'm going to delete it too. Again, the actual act of deleting the dating app versus the symbol of deleting the dating app is a lot less. So the act of deleting the dating app is very simple, because again, like I said, you can reinstall it tomorrow or in an hour's time and everything will be saved, all your matches, everything is all fine. But I think it does symbolize something deeper. But if you say, if you don't feel ready for that step, then why would you allow someone to, you know, don't feel pressured. That's what I say anyway.
Okay, and if it was vice versa, I don't know why, but you made an announcement that, I'm just going to pause the app, or I'm going to just delete the app. And they said, okay, no, like you said.
I mean, I have to accept it. I have to accept that they're not ready. I have to.
And as a woman, would you be happy with that?
Okay, let me really put myself into those shoes, okay?
So think about it.
I'm dating a guy. I'm going to delete the app today. And he says...
No.
No, I'm not going to say no. I'm deleting the app today. No, I'm going to... I would say, I'm deleting the app today. You know, this is going really well. What do you think? That's probably what I would say. What do you think?
Yeah.
And then if he says something like...
That's good, babe.
That's really good for you. Like, that's great. I would feel some kind of way that he's not eager to say, oh, I've already deleted. Like in the perfect scenario, he'd be like, I'd already deleted it. I deleted it yesterday or something like that. And you'd be like, oh, okay. But I would have to accept that he said, okay. And then that would probably lead into the, are you seeing anybody else conversation and everything else? Are we exclusive? All those kinds of things. But I don't think I would just leave it there and cry about it. Like, I would either have a conversation about it or I would accept his answer that he's not ready.
Yeah, but it'll be niggling at you. I'm not just you, but every girl. If you said that, you're telling me that you won't be thinking about it a little bit. Oh, okay, like I've made that step and he's not doing that. And okay, so
if we've had a conversation that we're exclusive and he's not deleting the app, then we'd have to have another conversation. Okay, are you using the app? What are you using the app for? Okay, so I was watching...
What are you using the app for? Are you joking?
No, because... So I was watching, again, 90 Day Fiancé, and it was before the 90 days, and there was this same-sex female couple, and the girl was going to Australia to spend time with her to sort of figure out if she was the one for her, etc. And they were she was quite crazy anyway. She was very controlling, and she was the American was very controlling, very emotional, very erratic. She had definitely had a few issues, but they were out, and then the Australian went to the toilet and left her phone on the table, and she saw the Bumble app on there. So
Julian
came back, and then the American was like, why are you on Bumble? Like, what are you? And she started to cry, and it was all like a big drama. Before the Australian could even say anything, she was crying, bawling, like making a scene in the restaurant. And then the Australian was kind of saying, like, I have it on for business. Because, you know, Bumble, you've got Bumble for business.
Yeah, friends. Yeah.
She was like, I'm using it for business. I think she was a photographer or something like that. And she's like, I'm using it for business. You know, like, I'm not interested in anybody else kind of thing. And I watched it and I thought, I had to put myself in their shoes. Because, of course, you don't want to see that dating app is on your partner's phone.
Mm.
But realistically, you live half across the world from each other. Yes, you are exclusive, but I just feel like I would think you'd have to just ask more questions. You'd have to figure out, why is it on there? Is it just on there socially? Are you using it? Is it active? If you've got notifications popping off, like so-and-so responded to your message, then yes, you can have something to say. But if it's just there, I think you could just trust that it's just there. Well, you know.
I don't know. You're strong. That's all I can say. I mean, okay. So when's the next conversation? Okay. So you did that. You said, oh, I'm going to pause it or delete it or whatever. And I go, okay, babe, good for you. Done. Yeah. Mm. When's the next time? Are you waiting for that exclusiveness or even more exclusiveness? Or do you think you'll have the conversation like straight away, like a week later? Or
yeah, I'd have the conversation there and then. I mean, it depends. So again, you know what I'm like. I don't ask questions that I don't want to hear the answer to. So if I'm asking you a difficult question, I've already prepared myself mentally to hear both a good answer and a bad answer. So I probably wouldn't say, hi, babe, I'm deleting the app today. I'll just delete it because I don't care what you're, or I don't really want to know what you're doing. So I'll just delete it. And then if you want to talk about it, you can talk about it. But if I choose to say to you, I'm deleting the app today, what do you think? And you're saying, yep, good for you. That's great for you. I'm really happy for you. Then I just have to be able to just have, like, accept it. I have to. But then I would probably just have the conversation. Okay, great. So are you seeing anybody else? Are you still using it? You know, I'd put it really nicely and sweetly. Like, you know, are you still using the app then? I would like, are you seeing anybody else? Okay. And then put yourself in my shoes then. So then what if he said, yeah, I'm seeing some, no, he said, I'm not using it. I've just got it there. I'm not really talking to anyone else though.
So what do you mean just seeing, having it there? That's what I was saying.
Oh, you're a jealous person anyway. I can't even speak to you.
No. Oh, but listen. Oh, shut up. Sorry. What do you mean it's just there? What does that actually mean, though? Regardless of jealous.
I'm trying to look at the apps I've got on my phone now. Like, I've got...
You're making excuses Appy for those people.
Appy parking on there that I never use. I've got three period trackers. I only use one of them.
But you met, are you saying that you met on Bumble then? Is the scenario based on the couple that met?
Yeah.
So, that changes everything. If it was just there and I knew I met them outside of, but not in the app, and it was just there, okay, I get it. But because
I'd feel differently. If I met you on Bumble, I'd expect you to have Bumble on your phone. If I met you outside and you had Bumble on your phone and we were moving in that direction, I would maybe feel a little bit more intimidated.
Okay, fair enough. But I don't know. I just still would question it. If you said, I just there, I need to know what does just there mean. Can you not just, if it's just there, then you just delete it then. If it's that simple to do that, you could just delete it.
I genuinely feel like the only way you can have that conversation is if you've discussed that you're exclusive or in a relationship or whatever. If you're just dating, you really can't. I don't think you can have that conversation. Let people live, man. Let people explore their options. And if they come back to you, then great.
Okay. If this ever happens to you, I'm going to be saying the same thing. But when your head overheals with somebody, or you're infatuated, or you really like a person, and although you want to fight it, if it just comes naturally and that person says, I don't know, it's just there, you're going to think about it. It's going to niggle at you. Even if they say, no, I'm not seeing anybody. Yeah, da, da, da.
it's just gonna niggle at you.
The only thing it would tell me is that they're not in the same place as me.
So you would question everything then after that.
Well, no, because if we haven't had a conversation that we're exclusive, if we haven't had a conversation that we're in a relationship, but I'm head over heels and in my mind, I only want to see you. I can't force you to catch up with me. We will carry on as normal because we're still getting to know each other. Okay, maybe I might slow down a little bit because I can see you in the same place as me, but I'm not going to like force you to do something that you're not ready to do. I'll continue to get to know you until it maybe fizzles out or until you eventually catch up to where I am.
Okay, fine. Okay. So say if you're exclusive, you haven't had the conversation about Bumble, you haven't, but you're exclusive and you're almost to the point of relationship. So you know it's coming any day kind of thing. And you're at dinner and you see notifications from Bumble and Hinge. do you address it or do you just leave it? Remember, you're close to the relationship. Maybe that day when you're out to dinner, you know it's coming to that time.
Of course you would talk about it. Of course, that is a conversation that you need to have there and then. Of course. you mean I'm getting into a relationship with someone who's still talking to people on Hinge and Bumble?
But you didn't know.
And yeah, they went now.
It was a notification, like the talking one. It's more to do with you've matched with.
Oh.
But he just said it's just there. His response is, oh, it's just there.
I mean, okay, maybe if we're there, maybe then we'll have a conversation about deleting the app. But again, I've never been in that place. I really can't speak about it. I can only speak hypothetically. I've never met someone with Hinge. On a dating app where we've gotten to that point. So I don't know what I would do. I think that you probably would eventually have to have that conversation. Yeah.
I think it's a difficult one. I think the whole thing about pausing, deleting is difficult because you get some guys that might say, oh, well, I'm snoozing, I'm pausing, but they're not really, or they've done it for like 2 seconds and then they come back on. But the thing is, like, algorithms are important because things will match. Think, you know, things that are in dark will come to light, like, you know, so no matter how much you lie, it just happens, I think. But I think the whole process of that is a big thing. I don't know. Of deleting, of pausing, it's all about your mood and how you are and the stage that you're at, outside or inside. Well, outside or inside the whole dating game. Yeah, I don't know. It's a difficult one.
Yeah, it is a bit mad actually to think about it being another step in the whole like dating process,
especially online dating. Yeah, I mean, for traditional dating, if you just went, you know, I don't know, met somebody outside, and say if they just don't do dating apps, it's different. You don't have to worry about these things. You have to think about, oh, are they actually on the market? Because no, they won't be. But when you put yourself in a dating app, you're on the market. You're literally on, it sounds a bit rude, but you're advertising yourself.
You're on that podium, boy.
So just to make it a little bit spicy.
Wait. But going back to what you were going to say, or going back to what you said, I do think that it is another, even if you meet someone in real life, it is still something you have to think about, because most people, they're out in real life, but they're also on dating apps. So, you know, not everybody is like me. For me, I was like, if I want to do one, I have to delete the other. So I genuinely had to delete the dating app so that I can kind of like get my head in that game of we're doing this in real life now. So if anyone that I've met in real life, they would go through my phone and not see a dating app. But then there are people that, you know, are going out having a great time partying, but still got Bumble on their phones and stuff. So then you would kind of be like, oh, you're on Bumble. Oh, you're on Hinge. Oh, you're on Tinder. Oh, okay. Mm. I think Tinder would, as you know what the difference is, I know Hinge and Tinder are like, Hinge is catching up with Tinder in it. But I feel like if I saw Tinder on my potential bae's phone, that's different, isn't it? Why is that different?
It's a bit different, it is. Because we know that Tinder's for hooking up. Let's not go around the houses here.
I know, but Hinge is also for hooking up, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's a different type of hooking up. It's hooking up for the older people. Tinder's like a young people's game. And I'm not even trying to be rude, I'm being honest. Mm. That's hooking up for the younger people. So even though people do meet at Tinder, I know people get married from Tinder, I know all of that, but I'm just saying that in my head now, that's what it's for. But what I was going to say is making it all spicy. So say, you know, we've covered about how we feel in the relationship or going to be in a relationship and pausing and deleting. But what if, so say if it's me, yeah, I'm your friend. And I'm dating somebody. Let's get the person I'm dating out of the way, so I don't talk about him. But I'm dating somebody. And I said to you, oh, Simone, I'm so excited. We both deleted. We're supposed to delete the app. This is amazing. And then you're on Hinge and you see this person pop up. Not match, but you just see them on there. Would you make the assumption that, oh, it's still, he just, you know, Jay's told me recently, a day ago, so, or no, 2 days ago or 3 days or whatever, so they could be just on the atmosphere of Bumble or Hinge.
What stage of your relationship are you at?
Oh, does that matter?
Of course it does. If you
No.
To be honest, I don't know if I'd get involved. I don't know if I'd get involved. I think the loyal part of me would probably drop a few hints and try to gauge whether you're expecting them to be on the apps or not. I might even have this conversation. Oh, so what do you think about deleting the app then? Like, do you think you and your partner will delete? And if your assumption is, nah, he's probably still on there, I'd be like, okay, I wouldn't even say anything. But if your assumption is, nah, he's definitely gone off, like, I don't... It's like, oh, okay. I think my friend said she met someone called James, and oh, it's James. Is that your James? I just probably would just drop it in that way. Like, I don't know. Like, just to kind of like soften the blow. But
yeah.
But I don't think I'd be like, oh my gosh, guess who I saw? I don't think I would screenshot, because it's just getting messy. And again, right now I could say I'm comfortable with the guy that I'm seeing. I've been dating I've been dating what I think is exclusively for the last 2 months, 8 weeks. I think it's going really, really well, but he might still be on the apps, and I don't really mind, because as far as I know, this is going really, really well. Then you've got your girlfriend who all of a sudden, sends you a screenshot with like googly eyes emoji. Oh, guess who I saw? What is he on this thing for? Blah, 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 blah. And then all of a sudden you're getting in my head. And I was perfectly happy with him being on there before. And then now your thoughts are kind of mixing up my thoughts. I just don't think that's very healthy to do as a friend.
So ignorance is bliss.
Not ignorance, because again, I feel like I would have that conversation. If I said to you, oh, babe, you know, we're both off these apps and nah, I'm not even about that life. Because if he's messaging you, it's different. But if he's just on there, it's like admin. It's like sometimes you just forget to pause. Sometimes you just forget to, your notifications are off and you're just on the app. It's like not everybody's good at admin. Everyone's good at like pausing, deleting, hiding profiles, whatever.
So the benefit of the doubt, right?
Yes.
Okay, fair enough. Okay, fine. And if that happened and you're in a relationship, but your fresh relationship, 3 to 4 months, what would you do then?
I'd tell my friend.
Okay, so status is a thing for you.
It is, 100%.
Okay. Okay, fair enough. I mean, I'm quite like, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
No matter what kind of thing, regardless of that, the thing is, I won't be that kind of girl to hype it. Yeah. I'll just be like, oh, yeah. I did see him, but I would tell you to give the benefit of doubt, but I have to still tell you, because it'll be on my soul, it'll be on my brain, and I can't have that, to be quite frank. So I would say, like, no, this is what it is, and this is what I've seen.
I think that is, no, I hear it and I do respect it, and of course, if that's what you need to do, you need to do it. But sometimes I do feel like giving information to people, it can sometimes just do more harm than good. And
true.
It, like, get it off your chest, but then you're like literally just putting that onto someone. And it is a case of ignorance is bliss. And it's, if it's ignorance where there isn't enough evidence to draw conclusions. Because, you know, as humans, we just draw conclusions, don't we? And we kind of jump to conclusions and we do certain things. But if there isn't enough evidence, I wouldn't say anything to you, because what is there to worry about? Unless, again, unless you've said to me, you boasted about how much you love this person and he's off all the apps and you're off all the apps and you're going to become boyfriend and girlfriend, then yes, I will absolutely 100% say to you, look, I saw him, or whatever.
And you know those people that pop up like 100 times, like you think you unmatch them, whatever you do, and they just keep popping up. What if that happened and you just kept on popping up?
What does that mean, though? I don't know what that means.
I don't actually know what that means in general, because I feel like I swipe left, but I still see the person about 1,000 times after that. I get confused. Hinge, you need to sort that out. If you're listening to it, it's weird.
Small.
No, it's so weird. It's 25 miles. So it's so weird. Trust me. Because I remember that happened when it was the Joker, or Batman Joker. It was the creepiest shit ever. And there's this other guy that was just like, he was so just weird looking. He just kept on popping up. It's so annoying, though. Weird, absolutely weird. Sometimes I feel like, if you deleted it and come back on, is that the problem? Is it a bug? I don't know. But yeah, I don't know. I think I know what you mean. Ignorance is bliss. I get it. I understand. But
if he was matching, then I would say something. If he was matching with me, or because he hadn't met me before, and he just. That then 100% you have to be like, again, you know, when we had that situation where I met someone, I showed you were like, oh my gosh, they're in a relationship with someone that I know, or whatever, they're going that way, you know, that's like a very different thing, because it's like, yeah, they're actively trying to seek out people when they should be focusing on getting to know you, then that's very different. But I think that you just have to kind of, yeah, you have to sort of use your instincts. And sometimes, you know, you can start fires for absolutely no reason.
Yes, no, yeah. Yeah. Fair enough. I understand. Okay, well, yeah, I think, yeah, I don't know what I'll do. I don't know. I hope it doesn't happen. But
I'm sure it won't happen. But I just feel like, you know, the thing is, a lot of these dating apps, they are just like games. Like it's literally, you just have a game on your phone that you're swiping, you're going through, you're flicking through. It's like social media. Mm-hmm. I don't always think that because you have a dating app on your phone that you are actively seeking, or that you are like using it constantly, you know. And even before I deleted Hinge, what was I doing on Hinge actually? I had it paused for a really long time, and I had all my notifications were off, and I just wasn't really engaging in it, but I just had it there because I thought I should just have it there.
Yeah.
But then, yeah, when the last thing that I was in went tits up, I was like, yeah, no, I think I don't need to have it there anymore, because I realized that I just don't want to have this here. So I think that often, yeah, you do have these things here. And I even put it in a folder. So it wasn't even like, I was, again, just using it. It was just in a folder that I would just come across and be like, oh yeah, Hinge. But it wasn't actively in front of my face. So I don't think that you should judge people by your standards, basically, because you might use the app and have it on there actively. I don't think that you can assume that everybody will. And people might disagree. People might be like, oh, you're being naive, this, that, and the other. But okay, that's fine. But each to their own, you know?
Yes. And the thing is, I can't really comment on too much on anything. There's a sense of, because everybody, like you said, does things differently. And if you're somebody's friend, hopefully your intentions are always going to be good. You know, and to look out for your friend. And that's what you have to go by. And I think those kind of situations are difficult in itself anyways. So yeah, let's just hope that doesn't happen. But yeah, but I think overall, with pause and deleting, I think just do it in your own time, pause and delete. But also, I think when some, like, I think what you said is gold there, in the sense of like, if somebody says I'm deleting the app or I'm pausing the app, it shouldn't be a hint for you to do it. You should do it in your own time and when you feel ready to do it, essentially. And if you want to do it together, I don't mind, like, how like it's happened for me, although we didn't do it together, I think we wanted to do it together. And it felt a bit different. It felt like, you know what, I feel like doing it. Like, we feel like doing it. It wasn't a pressure. I didn't feel like, you must do it today. I didn't feel that at all. Like, I literally did it without him even saying, to be quite frank, because I just thought, I'm not using it. I have actually used it. Even before meeting him, I didn't really use it. I was kind of off and on, pausing. Before I met him, I did think, oh, you know what? I wanted to delete it. So I never got to that stage ever in my life, kind of thing, using the dating app. But this summer I did. I did think, oh, you know what? I can't be bothered. So I think it's always about how you feeling ready. And when it comes to friends, you know your friends. That's all I can say. You know what they want, what they don't want. Just go by that. That's how what I would say.
Yeah, no, definitely. Yeah. And so what were the steps towards you deleting the app? What were the criteria that led you to get to that place?
Just feeling comfortable, feeling like I don't need to reach for my app. I think the app's always there, right? And you want to swipe through or whatever. And even when, you know, you have like silly, like, oh, is he talking to me today? Or like, not talking to me, like, say if he's really busy or I'm really busy and you don't talk to somebody. Sometimes it makes you feel like, oh, I need to talk to somebody. And even when that happened, which is rare anyways, or there might be a reason because he's working or whatever, I didn't feel like I need to reach for my app. I know it sounds a silly scenario, but I just didn't feel at any stage I needed to reach for the app. And I felt quite happy. And even when I've been out recently to like you said, like festivals and stuff, I didn't feel like I need to get anybody's. I didn't feel like that. So in my head, it indicated to me that, oh, actually, I'm actually ready just to chill with this person. We're not, we're not exactly exclusive, but we kind of are, to be honest. We are exclusive. But I think for me, I don't need words to say it. He's been telling me all the nice things and he's been repeating it over and over again. So it's reassurance for me to know that, okay, he's on the same level. And when he mentioned it, I was like, oh, you know what? I'm already ready. I'm already there. Mm-hmm. So I think it's about being ready. I think it's knowing that you don't jump to the app when you think if you feel like you're being ignored or whatever. That's not the first thing you think, if that makes sense. Not that I am being ignored at all, but I'm just saying, like, I'd never felt like reaching out.
That's a really good point, actually, because that is kind of part of the issue with dating apps, is that there's always somebody else. And actually, mm-hmm. when you want to get to know someone properly, when you want to actually invest time into getting to know someone, having other people to talk to can be a distraction. And so sometimes you need to delete the app, not to get rid of it forever, but just to really put all your time and energy into that one mm-hmm. person that you want to get to know.
Exactly. So yeah, that's my step, so to speak.
Well, that's good. It's very positive.
Yes, which is good. All right then, guys, I think we can wrap up here. Hopefully it's been helpful to the cycle of pausing and deleting, because that cycle is long, boy, especially the pause. I'll probably pause like the app probably about 8 times this year. I'm not joking. I did it so many times.
Yeah, me too.
Exactly. It's just an ongoing cycle. it's just part of the cycle. But like I said, I do like that Hinge tagline, designed to be deleted. It's good. Very good. But yeah. I think we can wrap up.
Nice. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed the episode. Make sure you follow us on Instagram at The Dating Game Podcast, on Twitter at Dating Game Pod, and use the hashtag The Dating Game Podcast to get involved in the conversation. We want to hear from you guys. Have a great week. See you soon.
Bye.
Bye.